Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preece.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Preece. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Rick. It's always a pleasure to see you. And, Rick, on this week's show, we're going to have a very fun time. We're going to spend some time traveling over to Chicago, which is my kind of town. And we're going to talk about some of the best animal attractions that you can find anywhere in the Midwest. It's going to be fun.
Well, when you get Chicago, it's got a thriving metropolis, you know, so there's lots of opportunity there, and the pet community is no different, or more importantly, the animal community. You can't get any place closer with this kind of, you know, neat stuff.
Right. Well, we've been talking in a couple of shows this summer about places to take your kids while they're off school and learn and have fun and explore nature as opposed to looking at a computer screen or a telephone screen. And I think where we're going to land today is about as good as it gets. First, we're going to go to Shedd's Aquarium. And for people who have not been there, this is one of the most amazing places that you will ever go. And even if you don't love animals, you will spend multiple hours there in absolute amazement. I hope I haven't overstated it.
Not at all. You go in there, you see history, you see the future, you see a real strong sense of appreciation for everything aquatic. I love that place. I mean, there's just an endless display of really what this world holds underwater. It's just beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. And then we're going to talk about the Lincoln Park Zoo, which is also one of the more amazing zoos. That's something that, again, a lot of people don't really think about. This country is blessed with absolutely amazing zoos. And our friend down in Columbus, who we interviewed, is absolutely got an amazing one. But the truth is, there are amazing zoos all across this country, and Lincoln Park is no exception.
Right, and it's right next to Chicago, so you're like in the midst of the safari while you're looking over and seeing skyscrapers. So how great is that, you know?
Well, hopefully Captain Jack won't be too angry with me for discounting, because Columbus Zoo is amazing. But at the same time, I still say that bottom line is it's an amazing sight what Lincoln Park Zoo offers.
Well, and you could take a train there. You know, you can have a fun day of it. There's plenty of other things from the Natural Field Museum and endless things in Chicago that you can do as a 2 or 3 day trip. So it can be quite a fun adventure that, you know, you can't do anywhere else.
Oh, absolutely. And then in our last segment, Rick, we're going to have a conversation. Julia Palmer is in from the Capital Area Humane Society to talk about the big adoption event that's taking place this weekend. So that's going to be a very interesting conversation as well.
Yep, and she'll be here at the end of the show, and we will have lots of fun learning what's going on in the world of the Humane Society.
Correct. Now, Rick, before we get on to the show, one thing I did want to bring up to our listeners is we have a post that is on our Facebook page, and it is about little Lexi being lost. And little Lexi is a white, gray, and black Shih Tzu. And she was lost in the Flint Burton area, and there are pictures, and essentially there is her own Facebook page for the people searching. And I just want to congratulate the owners. Not only do I wish them well in finding little Lexi, but what a great use of technology to get the word out so that people constantly have a picture of this dog with them, as opposed to what you see hanging on a pole in a neighborhood. And that's all that you do.
Yeah. If you think about it, let's say you have a cockatiel that flies out the door. the range that bird has is tremendous. You're not going to find enough opportunity to kind of staple enough telephone poles. But in one posting on Facebook, you can spread your word everywhere. So if it's not being effectively utilized now, you know, we can kind of twitch our nose and bewitch it and assume within about 2 or 3 years, these social media outlets are going to be a great lost and found posting board. I'll be curious. We'll talk to Julia a little bit about it and see what her take is on that and whether or not the Humane Society or Ingham County Animal Shelter is using any of these social media to find people and pets and getting them back together again.
Exactly right. But what we ask all of you to do is to go to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show Facebook page. We ask you to like the page itself, and we ask you to take a look and see if you can help with this search, because all of us would feel awful if our dogs were lost. So that's what we're going to talk about on this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, right here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.